Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? You are listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. And y'all know it's Adrian Allen, Misunderstood, and this is what we do. You know, I always take great pleasure in welcoming everyone to D-Block Church. And we are out here for the whosoever wills, the ones that believe, the ones that believe in the saving knowledge. You know, the saving knowledge, the stuff that helps you get from there to here, living like Christ, whom we all call and ask for one day. Yes, tonight we are starting something new. Or we were going to try to do something new, y'all. Let me explain. No, I don't have to explain. We did try something new. We came on 20 seconds. We came on 30 minutes later than we did. That was giving you time to put the kids away. That was giving you time to put your food away and everything. You know, the stuff that you really, really need to do before you get focused. You know, because tonight I need you to be focused because I would really like to just, we need to talk, but because of the fact that, you know, this is Misunderstandings, and, well, they call me Misunderstandings, and this is D-Block Church, I just encourage you to tell everybody that you know that they might need to listen to this. And especially because church been closed, like we talked about 2 weeks ago, since the church has been closed for almost 6 months, people need to hear a word, and they need to hear a real word, especially now what's going on in our world. We're seeing things that we shouldn't be seeing. We're seeing things that don't even look like what we should be seeing, and we don't even know that we're not seeing them. Then the things that we are seeing, we are acting as if we don't see them. So tonight, the topic that I've labeled it, grounded. Grounded is major for me because at the end of the day, when you think of grounded, like if you're hot wiring a car, you need to have make sure it's grounded or you will be shot. And when I mean shot, you might not even come back from that. So it's good to know that it's grounded. If I was talking to any electrician, everything goes off of the grounded that they deal with. So tonight, the topic is grounded, but I need you to text it to anybody, everybody, and let them all come on. Now, the word grounded is honestly a generational word. And the only reason why I say that is because, you know, I talk to a lot of different people, and if I say something about grounded, there's a lot of different definitions of what people call grounded. Like kids, they think that they are being, you know, stripped of something, stripped of, you know, privileges. They can't go outside. They can't do this. They can't do that. But it's like, okay, so you ask a 30, 40-year-old what grounded means, they thinking, well, damn, I don't even know. I guess, but dirt, I don't know. I don't even think like that. So, and I'm telling you, these are the real answers that I'm getting. And then when you get into an older generation, you know, they tell you about how it is to be centered and to be, you know, to be whole and content. And, you know, like, so if you look at the definition of grounded, those are the things that they actually are, to be whole, to be content. And I hate to tell y'all, I'm a 77 kid. So whatever was happening in 77, it's not my fault. I was born in that time. Y'all know what y'all was doing, and that is why we are the way that we are. But guess what? We are here. And tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network, I invite you to call us live still, 319-527-6091. And if you have the other number, keep calling and call your people and ask them why is it that it's cut off and everything. We could do this. We got to do it together, though, because if you realize what they're doing is they're just cutting off everything that is about God. And until somebody says, well, excuse me, I'm sorry, God is just a tad bit too important for us to just cut him all the way off. Because right now, non-essential is, like, big enough for me. Because everyone that's walking around, like, you know, that have told me so many things about the church and told me so many things about how silly I am because of what I do and everything, they actually are walking around here, like, puffed up and everything. Like, but, you know, they say pride comes before the fall. I'll just let you know. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell you scriptures, but I'm going to tell you what they say. You know, so the pride that they have right now because it looks as if they might even be winning And I'm going to tell you, they're winning right now because we're not saying nothing. And I'm going to be honest. I'm speaking to the church folk right now. I'm speaking to the people that are on here that know that if you was in church, that's the only church that you had. So now that you ain't been in church, you really ain't had no church. Tell the truth. Now, if you still not having church after 6-7 months, then something is definitely, definitely, definitely wrong in that situation. Now, we have archives. We got about over 1,200 archives. And when I tell you, you can go back and you can check it. These are not lies that we are telling you. We've been talking about this for a long time. And church folks, I put y'all in quarantine almost a year before this pandemic happened. Remember, because the people coming from the inside, from the outside, don't need to be infected with your stuff. So you have been in quarantine on D-Block Church for a minute. So now it is really time to really sit and talk. Thank God that the stars of the world, the people that play basketball and stuff, you know, the ones that we love so much, thank God they decided to stop for a night and say, you know, enough is enough. I mean, enough wasn't enough because they didn't keep it up enough, but it was okay. It was the point that counted. We heard what you said. We heard what you said, and we love that stand. The same way the NFL boys was trying to do it back in the day, and I was adamant. Y'all worked hard to get to where you are. You worked hard to get to where you are, and when the people that is really supposed to be out here fighting for what they're supposed to be fighting for ain't saying nothing, you don't say nothing either. I don't know about continue to play the game and everything, because once you make the stand, you're supposed to make the stand and stay. That's what they say. Once you leave the relationship, you ain't really supposed to come back. When you come back, they know what they can do to you now. They know what you would, you know what they, it's an allowable thing. That's the only reason why I'm saying it, because it's like everybody wants to talk about it. If we're going to talk about it, we need to have real conversations about what's going on. Because at the end of the day, if we are calling what we call and what we see, then we need to handle all that what we see, not just what we want to see, but all that we see. Because in certain situations, you got to know certain things. And if you don't know certain things, then it is our obligation, you know, like the 77 baby, to tell you exactly what it is to be grounded. Like, I don't know if you have not been grounded, but when we used to do things that were out of pocket and things happened, we got grounded. And you know what? I'm sorry. I get caught up in real quick because there's a lot of things that happen, and so many people have been losing their lives right now that it's actually crazy. I'm thinking that the people that are dying now aren't even dying of COVID. They're just dying. A lot of people are committing suicide. They're committing suicide because, I guess, life as they knew it has stopped. We have to do better, y'all, as the believers. We have a word that can be heard, and we have a word of a positive message. And, you know, everything that's going on right now has been orchestrated. We know it, and we've seen it. Like the flood, that hurricane and everything that's going on down there, I bet you that there was a Noah somewhere in that area, and he was building the ark. Now, did they laugh at him like they did in the Bible? Or were they, you know, or were they really, really feeding into it because they already knew about what God can do? Because when we realize what God can do, then that's when we realize that is how we actually become grounded. We get grounded in the things that we're supposed to do, and that's like digging in. We get down into the dirt. A lot of people don't realize anything about being grounded until you're at least down enough in the dirt to realize that you are in the dirt. And everybody got a little dirt, and when dirt gets wet, it turns into mud. And right now, things are very, very muddy. And tonight on D-Block Church, I would just like to bring things to your attention because I know that tomorrow there's a lot of people that are going to be starting off different. Why? Because when you hear something good, you know you need to go back and take it. So you go back and you take it and you do what you need to do to it. Right now, I think the president is even listening to us for real, because he ain't coming on to the pit. Why is that? Because he's been plugged in the Purpose Kingdom Network. Don't tell nobody. But I got to tell you, if we don't understand exactly our positions in all of it, then it really gets lost. And we don't need things to get lost. We need things to be grounded. We need things to start being rooted. We need things to actually start to get down in things and be well balanced, be sensible, have like mentally, well, they say mentally and emotionally stable. And right now, today, it's really hard to find mentally and emotionally stable people, because if you are mentally and emotionally stable person right now, there's probably something wrong with you. Because if you're anything like me, which I know that many aren't, but God, are you kidding me? We got to get past the mask. Now, we got to get past the mask. It is just one more thing that they're throwing in front of us that we got to get past. We can do it. I speak over my mask every day. I call it shoulder to shoulder. Shoulder to shoulder. You get your arc, you get your blessings from your forehead. That's what I call it. So I rock out like that. That's what I do. But you got to be able to be grounded in something. You got to be rooted in something. You got to walk out and know that this is what you're doing, but not what it might not be what you have in mind. And that's the truth. And that's what's wrong right now. So I challenge all of you. I challenge all of you to do something for me this week, for the next 2 weeks on D-Block Church. I really do. Ask people just about the word. Ask people about grounded and see what they say. It's a good conversation to just get us back down into the dirt. We got to hear about the dirt so we can understand that it's a plate in the dirt. Got me? We got to go back to a generation where, well, I know in 77, I was drinking dirt. I played in the dirt. I ate dirt. My mom told me that it was building our immune system, and we didn't really get sick. So now, because we have all of these diseases and we got allergies to this and allergies to that, and I don't know, the kids have been drinking out of bottled water for a while now. So we just got to look at it. We got to get grounded. We got to be able to get up deep enough so you can look up and see that things might not always be exactly the way they seem. Because when they feel like you're in the dirt, it's actually a good place to be. Because, one, if you're in a very, very hot place, dirt is actually very, very cool. So it actually ends up being a good thing. However, most people think that people can see their dirt. And this is why people have a problem with dirt. We need to embrace our dirt. Each and every one of us need to embrace the dirt. Now, I know somebody just said, now, how in the hell are we going to embrace the dirt? And I'm talking about exactly that. Embrace the dirt. Embrace how we have become a rude society. Embrace the dirt. Embrace how we have become disrespectful. Embrace the dirt. We have done anything and everything but loved on our elders. Embrace the dirt. Like, this is the stuff that we're going through. Isaias, the storm that nobody knows anything about, that I like how they don't know anything about, but now you're seeing that there's a whole bunch of storms that are in the way and they're coming. But they all came from that one probably, and then we don't know, so we have not talked about it. So as long as we still don't know who Isa is, we are going to be in a storm. But now that leads me to my next problem, where I was having a conversation yesterday, and someone cut me off because they let me know that they can't be a part of me. And they told me they couldn't be a part of me because I said something about Christ. Oh, back up. I didn't even say Jesus. Like, I didn't even say Jesus. I said Christ. What do you mean? Please explain. And then when we got to talking, I realized, wow, there's a whole lot of grounding that we really need to do. There's a lot of things that we really don't know. We don't even know about our own roots. We don't know about our own culture. We don't know about the things that we need to know about. We know some, but we don't know others. And if we know some, we should know all so that we can be complete and we can become grounded. You understand? It's hard to say it all in one setting. So you can look out for grounded. It's coming out because there's so many different situations of grounded. I got, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to sing about it. We're going to just praise God in the midst of what we're doing right now. Because if you seriously, seriously poll people, you're going to get all kinds of different answers. But guess what you will have? You will begin dialogue. You will begin to have conversation. It will begin to look like it should. Not be silent. Not be silent. Because if you are being silent in these moments, in these times, if you've not stretched out to at least one person. At least one person. Then you know that something else is really going to happen. And it's a shame that by us having to wear the mask, it's like you really are already not together. So it's like, I don't know. I just figured, come on, you know, come on above the mark. I just figured if we look at what we're looking at and we take hold to what we're actually looking at, then we'll realize that this is not how this is supposed to go. Right now, in the midst of this, we're supposed to be somewhere else. We're supposed to be somewhere completely different. And if I knew exactly where we would be able to go, trust me, I'm going to take you. But the blessed place I will tell you to be is on Purpose Kingdom Network. If you come to Purpose Kingdom Network after the crazy days that you have, it at least puts you to bed in a nicer way to let you know what God says. So think about it in that light, because Zebok Church is for the whosoever wills. We are the ones. And the reason why I say we are the ones, because we might not be anybody that you think that we're supposed to be, but I'm going to tell you that the lives that we live and the lives that we're living have been nothing but examples of blessings of God, and we have to keep walking in them, and we have to keep being those lights in dark places. These are the things that we have to do, but in order to do it, we must be grounded. We need to trust that no one can truly kick you out of something. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, I've been kicked out of church. You know, that's a joke for me, but they really did. They put me in an Uber and everything, told me to get out of the building. And you can't kick nothing out of something that's inside of you, you know? So listen, we're going to figure it out. We got to figure it out. Why? Because our children are depending on us to figure it out. If you look in the Bible, you can find us in the Bible. If you want to read the Bible, look, if you don't want to deal with the New Testament, I tell you like this. The New Testament is just saving you raggedy. That's all it's doing. The New Testament saves you from your raggedy. Because in the Old Testament, you did. In the Old Testament, he ain't getting no shot. It wasn't too much that needed to be done. It was like, you did. But now we're giving shots and we're doing things. And because we're doing these things, it's like, we've lost the concept of who God is. We've lost the concept of being grounded. We lost the concept of the thing that makes us equal. We lost the concept that is actually the only thing that is going to make this thing right. We lost it. And now it's time to get it back. People need to understand that what we're going through right now is more than a black and white thing. It's more than Democrat and Republican and all that other kind of stuff. This is the thing. Do you know who God is? Do you know who God is in your life? And do you know what he can do for you? Do you know what he will do for you? And do you know what he is doing for you every single day, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with it or not? If you're breathing, you know, an inhale and an exhale, you're on our side. You don't even dig it. But it's okay, though, because I still believe at the end of the thing, you get a chance. And if you're sitting around stuck on something that you've done, get over it, and that's what Christ is about. We don't need people to get stuck on what they own, because you being stuck on what you own is not helping that little one that needs to get through. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of stuff that's going on, especially, I hate to have a flip, but I got a sidebar. Sex trafficking. Nobody wants sex trafficking, right? They say that this is bad. This is statewide. We're talking about sex trafficking. We're talking about what they're doing to our young ladies and all the things that they're making them do and everything. But when I listen to the radio, just mainstream radio, it sounds like sex trafficking. So how on one note can we be getting rid of something that we are promoting every single day? I'm just trying to figure it out. Because I realized that last week I came at Cardi B and Megan. And this week, I wanted to come with the girls, with the jobs, the J-O-Bs and stuff. Woo, Jesus. But they're not even the ones that are doing it. I think they're caught up in the money. So because all money ain't good money, you need to be grounded so you can see things the way that they need to be seen. especially because I think that every single one of these women that I'm talking about is saved, because at one time I heard them talk about Christ. So if that's the case, then that makes it even worse, because that means that you are not being. It says, what does it say? We gotta be mindful of the tricks of the enemy. We gotta know that we're still being tricked. If things are going too well for you in your life, you should feel like there is something wrong with that, because maybe you are a part of the problem. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to call you a problem. I'm sorry. My bad. If we was live, you would have seen my face. I would have been like, oh, my bad. But no, not to call you a problem. The songs really need to be checked. The producers need to be checked. The people that are airing the stuff need to be checked. I know Kathy Hughes listens to radio. So I'm going to ask Kathy Hughes, with all of your Black Entertainment Network and everything and all of the things that you're trying to do for Black people, why is it that on one token we are still killing our Black people with the music that we are allowing to go across the airway? That was a message for Kathy Hughes. And I know like 9 of you work for her. These are real questions that we need to start speaking up and asking. Even if you feel this in the back of your mind and you didn't want to be the person that said it, then you heard it here on D-Block Church. Misunderstood Adrian, Misunderstanding Allen, letting you know. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. Then we got babies dying in the street. We got babies dying in the street, and now all of a sudden y'all want to pray. I understand it, and I bless God for it, because guess what? Everybody that's been praying and y'all been praying in your houses, thank you, because that's why we have not gone as far as we can. We have, you know, they trying to make us go all the way. The point of it is a lot of us are grounded, and we're still connected to some people, that matriarchs and patriarchs of families that have grounded us, that have told us about our history, that told us about the things that we need to know. Because if we know who we are, then we can embrace who we are. And guess what? Then we love on ourselves, and then guess what? They love on us. Guess what? It's not what it looks like. Guess what? We got to get grounded. We got to see things the way that we're supposed to see them. We got to see and understand that while we're doing what we're doing, there's nothing else that we can do but really pray. Because I don't need our little babies even to know that all this stuff is happening, but it's happening. It's really happening. I mean, like, I listen to the radio. I'm watching these TV shows. I told you about the television. The television is a blatant disrespect. When they talk blatantly disrespectful about anything, especially about Christ, you know, I got to think. Leave Jesus out of it. That's the best thing I could tell you. I told Donald Trump that a long time ago. And that's another thing, but that's a whole nother day. I'm going to talk about that sitting at the table when we talk about these conventions, because y'all do know that y'all need to vote. Y'all know y'all need to vote, and y'all vote is very important. But your vote is important, but you need to know that your vote counts. Your vote counts, like to the point where it's like you're not going to just be able to vote because you're trying to get somebody to go away. That would be manipulating your vote, your voice. You have your own voice. Make your own decisions. Get registered to vote. Got me? So you can be in the number that makes the decision. Anyone and everyone is telling you all these things. And listen, I know it looks bad. Y'all know I've been saying it from the gate. 45, he don't get the tick, but he don't get the tick. But at the end of the day, he is the president. So all I know is he has changed up a lot of stuff, but everything he said he was going to do, he sure done did. And, I mean, I don't know if we're mad that he did it or what, but, I might lose some friends tonight. But, come on, think about it. Biden has been in the White House for forever. Like, honestly, ever. Like, he's a good old boy. I hate to say it like that, but I think that's what you call him, right? Just listen, I think they jumped ship too fast. Like, I realized what just happened, and they made me sick. Like, I've seen all the Republicans get happy because all of a sudden we was going with Joe, and I'm like, wait, stop. But think about what it is that we're really, really, really doing. Think about what it is that we're really, really living. Think about Christ-like, what we really need to be doing. And the same way that God looks at you and me, he got to look at them. So if we start to look at that in that way, we can become grounded. to the point where he maketh me to lie down, and we're made to lie down together in a pandemic. It says that now is the time to maybe reunite, step it up, figure it out. What the main focus point needs to be is who is Jesus, Isa. Who is Yeshua? We need to know him. We need to know what he is. Oh, not what he is, but we need to know who and what and how. Because right now, it's so confusing that we don't have any ground to stand on. And we need ground to stand on, because I know that they say Christ solid rock. And all other ground is sinking sand. The point of it is, we're not supposed to be sinking people or drowning people. And we can't. And we won't. But what we will do is we will stand together and we will unite and we will try to get this thing together right. Not try, but do. Excuse me. This is my new thing now. I don't try because God says we can do it. So then I just say we can do it. And we'll do it. But it needs to be done. And we need your help. We need your help. If you're on tonight and you are listening and you are somebody that really, really, really cares enough to really, like, speak to your neighbors, talk to them, make sure that they're right, lean on kids. You know, I'm a leaner. I speak to everybody. I want everybody to be accountable, because if you walk past me, I'm going to speak to you. Why? Because you're a person and you deserve that respect. The same way about our police officers. I know people are having a hard time right now, and everybody's having a hard time right now. But what we cannot do is we can't just start disrespecting people, anybody for that matter, but definitely not the damn cop. That, I mean, that just don't make sense to me. But, I mean, you know, we'll talk about that, like I said, with other people, because in my world, you are always just supposed to do what, you know, do what was asked, and it works out. Now, it's not working out now. And we need to fix it. It's not working out now, and we need to fix it. So before we look at all of the other sides, we got to make sure we're fixing it all the way around, like all the way around the board. The conversations need to be had so that we can be grounded, rooted. A lot of people look at the fruit. I know that because I hear people talk about fruit. And I hear people discuss what people's fruit looks like. But then you have to remember the fig tree. And the fig tree was fruitless some seasons, and then he had fruit. So the same way that you might not be able to get it in that manner, it's an easy way to learn what you need to learn, figure it out for yourself, that way you can make your decision. So I know I just heard a word that was crazy. And all I know is you got to rush up and brush up on your Bible. And if you don't know your Bible, then dust it off. I know you got a Bible. Find it. And then the sad part about it is you don't have to use that Bible. Go get a new Bible so you can actually understand it. Because there's a way that this word is breaking down to. Don't fight the fact that they broke the word down so that you can understand it. Because what we're fighting for and we're looking for is understanding. So the better we have understanding, then the better we are well-equipped off of what we need to do. But it's a whole lot of things that we need to really, really, really focus on. But if we don't have a ground to stand on, none of those things really are, I mean, you can have meetings about meeting. I'm not saying that the meeting about the meeting doesn't work. Eventually, somebody's going to get up and do something. But all that we're doing and not doing at the same time, it's like really oxymoronic, if that's how you can say it. You know, like I said, we got sex trafficking that they don't want to have over there, but yet we're producing it on our own streets. We want our kids to do this thing. Like, this is how we're promoting them to go and do it, because that's what we put on the air. So we can't have both. Just like snitches get stitches. You got snitches getting stitches on the same block where Black Lives Matter. So how, like, what's going on with that? Because if you want the violence to stop, then snitches getting stitches got to stop or something. You know what I mean? But we can't have both without the we it's just not going to work like that. So until we actually get grounded and get in the dirt and actually dig in and see what it is that God is really trying to say to us in these moments, because guess what? He's always talking. He's always talking. He's always watching. He's always looking. And the best thing is he's waiting. He's waiting for us to ask for the help. He's waiting for us to say, you know what, this is bigger than me, and I need help. It's one of the hardest things that most people, I guess, have to do. But once you actually surrendered it, then it works. Why am I saying it like that? Because it took me a long time to make sure that I, like, to believe that I actually gave it away. Because I'm a person that puts stuff on the altar and then pick it back up. You know, I know y'all don't do that. I know y'all don't do that. But, yeah, no, that was, like, my last pack of cigarettes, and I, you know what I mean? I quit tomorrow, next week, something. Yeah. But it's real, and that's what God needs you to be, real. We all need to be real so people can understand the genuine in who you are. If you're genuine, be genuine. If you ain't, be ain't. Look, you ain't. And we are seeing it because you can't get past your mask. And I'm going to be honest. If you can't get past your mask, there's another situation. That's for another time. But if you can't get past your mask, I mean, I don't know what to say. If you can't get past your mask, then it's almost like something else might be going on. But if you're grounded, that's where you want to be. And remember, no matter what happens, God is in control of it. So if it's a bad one, you need to find the conversation to have to find out what is it that I'm doing wrong and why am I in this way. It kind of reminds me of Jonah. And it's kind of appropriate right now because of all of the storms. And because of all of the storms, no, it's not probably just one man, I would say, that it can happen to. But in the Bible, Jonah was the man that God spoke to. And Jonah called himself doing what Jonah wanted to do. And in Jonah's run, Jonah got on a boat and went in a completely different direction than where he was supposed to go. And trust me, that storm, that was a vicious storm. And I've had my own personal experience of, like, a Jonah experience where I watched everybody that I was close to be in the boat in the storm, and I'm the only one still on the boat, but everybody else, boat is breaking and all other kinds of stuff is happening. And then I realized, oh, my God, maybe I'm the one that's going in the wrong direction. And if I get off the boat, throw me off the boat and see if the storm comes. Now, I ain't saying I'm going to get thrown off the boat tonight, but Jonah got thrown off the boat. And when he got thrown off the boat, it was like the big fish or the whale that was prepared by God for Jonah. You got to understand something. It was prepared. So he knew that the storm was coming. He knew that everything was going to happen. He knew that he was going to run. He knew that it was going to happen that way. A lot of times we have to understand that the biggest thing that we can't do is wrap our hands around what God can do. And I don't want to say it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's an extremely hard pill to swallow, especially like when you lose people that you love and all that kind of stuff. Right now, where we need to be is, I mean, I love you so much that I need to know that you know Christ. I need to know that you know where you're going, because I love you so much that I want to see you again. And especially because we're in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, a 19-year-old was speeding down a residential street and damn near killed 4 people. 19 years old, flying. But she's the only one, so we can't just say it's her. But I will say that everybody's speeding. Everybody's doing it. Nobody's really caring if the kids are going to run out in the street. I mean, nobody even cares. You driving down the street very fast and you see balls, you don't even slow up. I mean, you do know more than likely when you see the ball, the kid is surely there to follow. But if you don't pay attention to it, it's like we are not grounded. Nowhere near it. We're so above in the clouds, it's lost. We're losing it. And it's time to bring it back. It's time to get a settle in it. We need to settle in it because at the end of the day, we do win this thing. We know what the words say. And I love the fact that right now I got Muslim brothers that are out here and they are listening to this show. The reason why they listen to the show, because they are really whosoever wills. They are the ones that have this saving knowledge. These are the ones that understand that we can have a whole conversation about what God did and why he did what he did the way he did and what you're really supposed to do when you wake up. It really had nothing to do about pulling into nobody's building and doing anything that you thought you was doing. But this is real. This is D-Block Church, y'all. And the reason why it's a real show is because, like I said, I speak to any and everybody. I speak to you rude. I speak to you nicely. I speak to, you know what I mean? Rude people, I feel bad for rude people because I'm one of the nicest people in the world. So if you are, like, mad at me and you're getting mad at me, you're really not listening. You're somewhere completely different. And that's okay to be there, but now it's really not okay. Because maybe you're raising something that might get shot in the street. That simple as that. I mean, I hear what you say, and I like it. I like it a lot. Don't talk to them. Leave them alone. Stay over here. This, that, and the other thing. Shut up. Don't say nothing. Blah, blah, blah. How we do, what we do, where we at. It's not a good look in the world because at the end of the day, if we're not teaching the whole truth, then we are losing this war. And this thing is already won. So Bible believers, you know, Bible, Old Testament, God, Moses, Isaiah, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, you know, the Old Testament. I know that they had a place where they were saying things and they were telling the world that you need to repent and you need to do this and you need to do that. Listen, if you ain't got people telling you to repent and everything else, then they done changed the lingo up. Do you understand where I'm coming from? I like the kids' song, but you got, y'all got a song, say, walk them down. I believe walk them down, walk them down, walk them down, whatever that is, right, walk them straight down to the altar. Walk them straight down to the altar. That's where we need them to be. Yeah, come on, y'all. The J-O-B song, the Jobs, we need Jobs in this world because everybody's living a Job experience right now. And if you don't know anything about Job, you understand, like, Job is the oldest book in the Bible. So you got to go there first so you can understand exactly what it is. But the blessing in Job is that in the very, very beginning, it says that they were conversating. And only friends converse if you didn't know it. So there's a respect in it from God to Satan. So where is it that we can't give the same respect? Because one thing we are trying to do is we're trying to put our minds where God has. And we can't think like God, and we shouldn't even want to. So the things that you think that you know so much about, stop. Please don't know that much. Yeah, you heard it from me, the person that knows everything, right? Please don't know that much because at the end of the day, if you know all that, then that means that you think that you got God under control. Leave it alone because you can't do that. And if you wrapped it, and you got it, and you know it, then amen. But remember, it don't come like that. It can't come like that. You can't just sit and think that you're going to get it without getting in this dirt. You got to be grounded. You got to want to roll your sleeves up. You got to want to get to the nitty-gritty, as they would say back in the day, like the nitty-gritty. Yes. He sound like he could be a rapper right now, nitty-gritty. And he come out and he do something. But what we need to do right now is we need a unification of something. And something got to give. Something got to give. But we can do this. I think that we can. I know that we can. The only way that we can do it, though, is with God. The only way we can do it is with God. And there's all just in different denominations. I understand that you do it on whatever day. The point right now is that something needs to be done. And if it's not getting done, It is our job to do it. It's our job to stand and tell somebody about what God did for you. Good to tell somebody about how you used to be something. And now you don't have to be that anymore, and you can help that other person figure it out and make it better for them. And, you know, that's how it works. But you really have to start conversations. Nobody wants to start these conversations. We need to start these conversations, and that's why I call it grounded. Because it's the worst thing for some people to have to do, and that's to start the conversation. But guess what? It's time for you to talk. It's time for you to say something. It's time for you to show people your light so that you can bring people to the light. Because right now, people are dying. If you haven't noticed it, people are dying. And when they die, that is it. So all of the things that you take for granted every day that you don't do because, you know, y'all won't see each other every day because this is just what y'all do. You know, you do it every day. Stop. And think about the fact that you do die. And it's hard to watch it happen because people have so much fun in life. And if you live life, when you pass, you die life. And it's awesome. We have memories. Memories stay alive forever. Spirits stay alive forever, too. I believe that, you know, I'm one of them if I can come back like a fly on a wall. So don't be swatting them flies. Better find out which one I am. I might be to you. I'm sorry. Sometimes you gotta laugh, even when you feel like crying. But when you get down in the dirt, you realize that it's something about being down in the dirt that helps you, it just helps you grow. It really does. Like if you take a seed and you put it in the dirt, the nutrients that are in the dirt, like I don't want to call it what it is, but you know, a lot of people don't like to be in it. But people pay good money for it because it is great for growing. It might stink up the neighborhood, but it is great for growing. So if you're down in something like that, you know you're right where you need to be for your seed to start to cultivate and get where you need to be. But stop. Don't pull it. You can't pull it. Don't pull it. You got to let it sit. You got to actually let that thing sit and do whatever it's going to do in the ground. And trust me. If it's doing something in the ground, it's going to come out of the ground, and then when it comes out of the ground, it's going to do exactly what it says. It's going to separate for you, so you keep living life. But if you don't know who Christ is, like if you don't know why you made the mistake, and or I should say, you don't know how you lived through the mistake, that kind of stuff. Take the 19-year-old young lady who just did some really crazy stuff and is about to go to jail probably for vehicle homicide and all kinds of stuff. The blessing of it is a curse because she's alive. But look at God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So actually she'll be able to have another story, and the story is what? Slow down. She'll be a firm believer. But do you understand? I hate to say it like that, but those are the situations that make you who you are. They make or break you. Just like I asked the question the other day, if there's one person that you really, really irk about, there's one person that you just don't like, if there's one person that just really just rubs you the wrong way, please call that person tomorrow. And the reason why I'm asking you to call that person tomorrow is because somebody asked the question, and it is real. What if that one thing, that one person, that one situation, what if that's the thing that is looking at you in your face when you die? Hey, call these people tomorrow, in the morning. Girl, I just wanted to talk to you. Tell you, I love you anyway. Because like, what you say? Huh? What happened? Trust me, I'm telling you, this thing gets real. And when it gets real, you got to understand that if you're in the dirt, it is really not going to hurt. Because the dirt is going to save you from all of the other things that's happened to sons and everything else. Got me? I'm thinking that it's easy to say what I say because I have a relationship, like I can tell you in a minute. He my homie. We talk. We laugh. We joke. We clown. That's how I live. And I love it. And he loves me. And I know exactly what he told me to do. And I refuse to stop doing it now. I refuse to stop doing it. Once I've actually heard what it is, now I have to do it. Because if I don't do it now, then it's my fault that I didn't say it. And that can't be, because we all know that we all want to be in glory one day. Because I definitely know I want to see all the people that I know, every single person, even the people that I laugh with at the gas station. That's just me. I know it might not happen that way, but that's why we give you an opportunity every night to actually ask for permission yourself. You know what I mean? Just go and ask, because he's there. He's waiting. You just say, call. Call him! I'm sorry. That won't work. He'll look at you like you're crazy. But it's that moment where it gets serious, because you need to know the man that I'm talking about, and you need to have a relationship to the point where even in the midst of the chaos and the crazy that you're having, there is something that is keeping you grounded. His name is Christ. Isa, Yeshua. We call him Jesus. Look, we call him Jesus on the block. And that's exactly how it has to be. But understand that it takes nothing away from the fact that God walked this thing. He talked this thing. He had to do this thing. Why? Because he became the sacrifice that we needed. You got to understand it so that you understand why you're still living, the way you're still living. We get a chance every day. We need a chance to say, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I'm all mucked up. But I know that there's a better place for me, and I know that you have it in mind. And God, I ask you to help me get where you need me to be. Amen. Now that's D Block. Get in where you fit in. You better link up. You got to know him. I'm trying to tell you, you better know him. But, you know, I can always call my backup. And when my backup come, my backup come. And sometimes the backup do some crazy stuff. And I ain't talking about the backup of Christ, because you know they say don't mess with the one. Yeah, they ain't talk about that backup. But that backup get real, too. That's what happens as a believer. You know, we walk in those things. And you talk in those things, you make sure that you know exactly what it is that needs to be done in that moment. But I got Chappie with me. So, of course, you know, you're going to get the eloquency of the it's your, because it's, you better get it. That's all I'm going to tell you. You better get it. You need to get it.
Okay, so I guess that means I'm getting ready to swap out and jump on this thing real quick. We want to thank and bless God for each and every one of you that are joining in with us this evening. We thank and bless God for Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding and the message that came forth this evening, grounded. And my question to you is, are you grounded? Are you grounded in the foundational saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? We try to do all types of things to get closer to God when all we have to do is accept what God has given to us. Jesus tells us in his word, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. The word of God also tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So just in case you didn't know, it said that God loved us so much that what did he do? He gave. And what did he give? He gave his only begotten Son. Some languages, they call him Isa. Some languages, they call him Yeshua. Some languages, they call him Emmanuel. For me, I call him by the Greek word Jesus the Christ, the Christo, the God-man, God in the flesh, the one who came down through 42 burning generations and laid his life down on an old rugged cross just for me and just for each and every one of you. Remember, the word of God said that he gave his only begotten son for whosoever. I love that whosoever clause, because the whosoever clause contains and consists of everybody. It doesn't matter what your financial situation is. It doesn't matter what your cultural background is. It doesn't matter how educated you may or may not be. You know what else is deep about whosoever? Somebody ain't going to like this, but for the person that's for, they going to grab hold of it. Whosoever consists of every sin that you may have committed from A to Z, from adultery to being a zealot, is covered in that whosoever clause. Whosoever believeth in him. In who? In the gift that God gave, Jesus the Christ, shall not perish but can have everlasting life. You can be grounded. You can be rooted on a sure foundation. So many times I have people come up to me and they try to get me to convert to this religious belief or that religious belief, and they can't understand how come after all these years I still stand on Jesus. Well, let me explain. It's because when I call on the name of Jesus, things begin to happen. There's still power in the name of Jesus. People who are sick are healed in the name of Jesus. The dead can rise in the name of Jesus. The mute can talk in the name of Jesus. The deaf can hear in the name of Jesus. And I'm not just telling you that because that's what the Bible says. I'm telling you that because I have been blessed to experience these things in my own short 51 years of living. I have seen Jesus bring the dead back to life. I have just seen the name of Jesus called the sick to be healed to the point that the doctors are amazed. And this evening, I'm believing that when we call upon the name of Jesus, somebody's life is going to turn around this evening. And that's all you really have to do to get saved. You have to begin by calling on the name of Jesus. And it's not really difficult. You just call him. Just say, Jesus, I come to you this evening asking you to come into my life, asking you to forgive me of my sins, asking you to begin to make me new, asking you to put a bridle on my tongue, asking you to keep blinders on my mind so that I stay focused on you. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you say that prayer, then you just let somebody know that you accepted him as your personal Savior. It's not hard. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning worship, Sabbath worship, Bible study, prayer service. You don't have to wait until the next Zoom meeting. You can call somebody up on the phone and say, hey, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior today. You can go to somebody that might be in your house and say, hey, I gave my life to Christ today. If you don't have nobody in the house with you, you can go outside, stand in front of your door and scream at the top of your lungs, I just gave Jesus my life. But as soon as you make that confession out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, of course, we encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us this coming Saturday, for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 8:30 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom with Self-Expressions and the host, Brother Robert Pop-Pop Hudson. Again, excuse me, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. I don't know why the devil is a liar. He's trying to make me forget it. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. We just bless God for each and every one of our listening audience. And as Sister Adrian said at the start of the show, God is doing some new things here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And as he is expanding us, he is putting it in my spirit to put out this call. If you are listening this evening and you feel that you have been called to teach God's word, preach God's word, pray over people, prayer warriors, you feel as though you've been blessed with the gift of poetry, whatever way you may feel that God has blessed you, we have spots available here for you at Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm going to say that again. We have spots here available for you at Purpose Kingdom Network. You can contact us via any of the social media pages. You can DM us at Purpose Kingdom Network directly, or you can call Purpose Kingdom directly on their phone line. That number is 267-730-5361. Again, 267-730-5361. We are not going to sit back and lollygag through this pandemic. We are moving straight ahead with what God has charged us to do. You can get on board or get off board, but this train is bound for glory. My question to you is, are you grounded on it? Did you get your ticket? Thank you so much. And Sister Adrian, the ministry is back in your hands.
Choo-choo! She said this train is about to pull out. Choo-choo! You better get your ticket right. Choo-choo! I told you it was going to be choo-choo. We can get choo-choo. It's like, no, y'all, you got to be able to feel this thing. We ain't losing, so we got to take it. I'm going to just tell you what happened. You know how my 1-3-2 is real good on me, and that 1-2-3, I just see 1-2-3 everywhere? Well, I just want you to know, I just having a look at the clocks all around me, and they was all saying 1-2-3. I had one say 1-2-3. I had one to say 10-32. I said, that's grounded. You might call me crazy, but they say you got to be crazy. They call Jesus crazy. I'm good with it. I know what I do, and I know why I do what I do. And what I would like is for all of you to really start to walk in what you do. Like, we can do it. Why not? It's actually kind of fun to do when you get to doing it, because then you actually see how thirsty the world really is for Christ. It's knowledge. And people don't know. It's been so, like, it's been so, I don't want to say watered down, washed down, whatever, however, whatever they did, it ain't right. Do you understand? Whatever they did, it ain't right. It won't work. It can't work. It can't work. Unfortunately, as much as you want to do, it can't work. Call it what you want. Say it how you like to say it. But it can't work. And if you ain't in the ground, it's time to get in the dirt with me. I need you in the dirt. Because when you realize that it's, that dirt is saving people, you don't want to be in it too. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to, let's see. I gave you a piece of my music last week. And I'm going to try to do it again. And if we get it, that's good. If not, we're going to try to do it another day. But there's storms going on right now. So right now, we pray everybody that's in the storm is covered. If you're not covered, find it. If you need to go somewhere, get there. Please, get there. Because what we need is a blessing. And I just want y'all to remember. Let's see. Ha Every single one of you. I love every single one of you. And good night. Love you. And see you in 2 weeks.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Devil want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.
I got it.